So many people in different parts of the Jewish people in Klal Yisrael are experiencing such different feelings regarding everything that is going on for our people right now. Those of us who are further away may at times be feeling a sense of hopelessness, a fear, a feeling of helplessness. Those who are able to be very involved might be feeling a sense of motivation and an energy to be very proactive. Those who are very close to the situation, living in Israel, needing to go into bomb shelters, might be feeling very, very scared. Those who are far away might also be feeling very scared, but at times also feeling in a sense distant, feeling almost like a feeling of wanting to come closer, while some people that are close might be feeling a desire and a feeling of wanting, wishing that they could get to a place where there was more safety and more comfort and wanting to be a little bit further away. And of course, there are those who are feeling extremely broken, feeling heartache, and feeling devastating loss in ways that cannot possibly imagine if they are close to some of the people who have been taken from us and have been killed. And then there's the unfathomable, unthinkable, unimaginable feelings of those who have loved ones who have been taken captive and are still being held hostage by Hamas. And there's all these different feelings. And then there's also people who are feeling, I'm sure, a tremendous sense of hope and a tremendous sense of pride. And then there are those who are actually feeling incredibly uplifted, incredibly moved by a powerful sense of what Klal Yisrael, what Am Yisrael is, the amount of chesed, the amount of tehillim, the amount of davening, the amount of mitzvos, the amount of camaraderie, the amount of unity, the amount of togetherness that everybody is feeling. So there's such a tremendous range and spectrum of different feelings that different people are feeling. And then even within ourselves, we might be oscillating and moving between one of these feelings to another one of these feelings. In some ways, there's even a sense of possibly something that's incredibly positive about the feeling that's happening right now, looking at the amazingly inspiring rallying together of all different Jews of all from all different places, of everybody coming together and doing such incredible things from one another. And then again, on the other extreme side of the spectrum, there are those who are incredibly close to the losses and incredibly close to those who have been taken. And that is beyond what words can express in terms of what that must feel like. And I can't even imagine. And what I was thinking about is that maybe the way that this comes together, all these different feelings, is that all of Klal Yisrael is one entity. We are what's referred to in Svarim, a koma shalema, a full stature, a full being. There's an entity called Nishmas Yisrael, the soul of the Jewish people. And there's an entity of the Jewish people that exists, that transcends, that's the essence of the being of the Jewish people, the Nishmas Yisrael, the being of the Jewish people. And each of us are a stream or a channel or a small piece, a light that emerges from that essence, from that greater being, from that one whole that gets broken into pieces that are each and every one of the Jewish people that are alive. And so perhaps, possibly, if you think about it, none of those feelings is more or less important than any of the other ones. They're actually all part of a deeper whole, because the reality of the situation that exists is something that is so far beyond what any of us can actually understand or feel or connect to. But the totality of all the different feelings that I just described, and I'm sure there are even many others, all of that together become the parts of something that is even greater than the sum of its parts. It becomes part of something that is the essence called Nishmas Yisrael. And so we each complement each other, the person feeling hopeful and the person feeling helpless. Those two people are each connecting to something that is real, something that feels very real, and are both part of it. The person that's feeling inspired and the person that's feeling scared, they're both part of something that's real. They're each touching a part of what is so real. The person that is feeling that they want to run away from it and the person that's feeling they want to run to it, they're both feeling something very, very real. The person that's feeling the pain and the sadness of loss and the person who's feeling the inspiration and the motivation to do more, both of them are touching and holding a part of something, again, that is greater than each of those parts. And that is Klal Yisrael. We're each a part of that. So whatever feeling, whatever part that you are playing is, know that it's part of complementing the person on the other side of the world, the person who's right next to you but might be feeling something that feels like the other side of the world, that each of us are part of this greater whole, that each of us plays that role, and that by having all of that together, we connect and we embody and we become the Nishmas Yisrael, the soul of the Jewish people. And Kutcha Brichu V'Raisa, Yisrael Kutcha Brichu V'Raisa Chadhu, the Jewish people and Hashem and His Torah are all one. And maybe in some way, if we put all those feelings together, somehow, kivyachol, that points us to some understanding, some connection, some attachment with what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeling all of these things too. He's feeling something that we can't understand because all of these things are real. All of these things are part of a being that transcends all of it, but somehow includes all of it. And when we put all of this together, I think it's a very powerful way of relating to what's going on. We're all pieces of this puzzle that become Nishmas Yisrael and that become the way that we're able to access a connection with that which Hashem himself is feeling, which is beyond all of these things, but somehow gives birth and includes and subsumes and envelops all of these things. It's the great talis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding over all of us. We just had Kol HaNa'arim, where most shuls have this tremendous talis that drapes over everybody during the reading. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding this talis that drapes over all of Klal Yisrael, and in that talis it holds all these different feelings, all these different emotions. We come together through all these different aspects that we're each carrying, that we're each holding for each other. You're holding your feeling for you and for me, and I'm holding my feeling for myself and for you, and we're doing that for all of Klal Yisrael together and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.